Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Yes, it is. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. I hope you're doing well today. Joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill.
Well, Jill's in traffic, Steve. She's on
her
way.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But Dr. Dave Stoop is here.
I am here, yes. How are you?
And I'm good. And Dave, guess what I am barely able to hold in my hand right now?
A fountain pen?
No.
Oh.
The large print edition
yes.
of the Life Recovery Bible.
I got several of those. Those are huge. They are,
you know,
really something.
One of the reasons that we developed it was because so often these are used in prisons.
Yeah.
And the eyewear isn't so great, and they just kept asking us for the large print. And, of course, a lot of the men are growing older and stuff. And so we've got that, and we'll have it up online really soon. But I wanted to mention that. I'm just so proud, and as I've said to everybody except your dog, this Bible just wouldn't be what it is without what you did, and
well,
it's just fantastic.
What both of us did and all the people that helped us, we had a great team.
Hey, yesterday, Jill and Mylon and I did some stuff on the website, and I don't know when it's going to come up, but we did 10 ways that you know you should marry somebody. And we did 10 red flags of knowing that you should not marry somebody. And I want to encourage you, if you are thinking about getting married, it's some of the best stuff we've done, at least I think. And it's from the book, Is This the One? So go there. And by the way, if you haven't seen the new look at tv.newlife.com. Oh my goodness, go and look at it. It is, well, it's fantastic. People are saying they really love it, and I think you will. You get 2 weeks free. 2 weeks free, and there's a wonderful thing on ADHD and hoarding by Dave Stoop and Dr. John Townsend. I think you'll really, really like that. You get 2 weeks free if you go over there. We'll give some subscriptions away today. But one thing, on the plane last night, I got in about 12:30. I was reading, you probably are up to speed on this, but new discoveries about schizophrenia, that there are certain genetic clumps or clumps of genes that form different types of schizophrenia, that this one family might inherit acute confusion. Another family, it might manifest itself, of course, in hearing voices. But there are many, I think 6 or 7 different types of this, and so they're trying to develop a way to treat it more specifically. Now, here's my point. There are still ministers that are saying, when somebody has these kinds of symptoms, oh my goodness, you must be demon-possessed. They're still back at that horrible place. I just want you to know it's the real deal. It needs medication. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Join us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to talk to you today. It's a great day, Tuesday. And come be with us here with I'm sure Jill will get out of traffic soon. Dave will hopefully he'll stay out of traffic. And And we'll have a great,
I'll
great day.
I'll behave myself.
By the way, somebody told me, it's on my Facebook Steve page, they told me the water was 78 yesterday. It wasn't.
Does getting attention from men consume your thoughts? Have you compromised your sexual or emotional integrity in ways you never thought you would? Or could you be on the opposite end of the spectrum, where you shut down sexually, unsure why you have such little interest in sex at all? Whether you find yourself swinging too far to the left by acting out, or too far to the right by shutting down, it's time to find your healthy sexual balance, where sex is enjoyed freely without guilt, shame, or inhibition, but only with your husband. I'm Shannon Etheridge, author of the Every Woman's Battle series, inviting you to join us in Orange County, California, October 10th through the 12th for the Passion Principles Workshop for Women, where you can learn to understand the fluidity of female sexuality, expose the deeper meaning behind your own sexual thoughts, overcome your negative body image issues, find healing for past sexual abuse or promiscuity, and fully integrate your sexuality with your spirituality. To register or find out more, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yes, we are back. And has Jill made it in yet, Dave? Dave, has Jill made it in yet?
Hey, Steve, Jill's made it in. I am here.
You're here. Good deal. All right. Well, I know that traffic is rough down there.
It is.
As I was saying at the end, somebody told me that the water temperature was 78. So I just decided that I would take a little plunge in the ocean. And you can see my video on Facebook, Steve. It was 68 rather than 78.
it's usually in the 50s out here, but yeah. It's gotten warm.
Yeah, okay. It was real warm, Dave.
No, that's 68 is still cold.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we do what we love to do here? Oh, by the way, Jill, didn't you think what we did yesterday with Mylan and telling people, how do you know it's the right person? Or
yes, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I think it's some of the best stuff we've done. And I just hope people will get to be a part of Club New Life. I mean, tv.newlife.com.
Right, and both. Club New Life, too. Yeah, Club New Life. That's definitely right. tv.newlife.com, because we're constantly thinking of new things, and it's really exciting. So
really
yesterday's, I do think, you're right.
That sounds
very
like
helpful.
A great one, yeah.
Yep.
Makes
hey,
you
let's,
think.
Let's go talk to somebody like Donna from Cincinnati. Hi, Donna. How you doing?
I am well. And thank
you're
you for
well.
Taking my call. I appreciate your ministry so much. Have learned just oodles and oodles.
Thank you. Let me ask you a question, Donna, before you ask me a question. Well, what is something that you've learned from our ministry?
Life lessons. I feel when I get an opportunity to listen to you, which I try to take advantage of that, I come away with something that either helps me or I'm talking to somebody and I can pass that information on to them.
That's great.
Just learning and growing and just, yeah, I don't know if I'm making sense, but I feel like either I find something to apply to my life or there's always somebody else out there that I can pass on information that I learned from your program.
So Donna, what you're saying is it causes you to pause and think before you take the plunge, like Steve wishes he did before he jumped into the ocean. Right?
Yeah.
That is true. That is so true. Thank you for bringing it right back to my stupidity. All right. Well, how could we help you, Donna? We want to help you. That's what we're here for.
Okay. My question is, I've been married 37 years. It's been a rough, rough, rough ride. And my question is, my husband tends to be very emotional, abusive, and condescending. And the way I always handle it is I just go on. By nature, I'm happy. I can just get through things and let go of things. And the latest incident and why I'm really contemplating separating is just, you know, just telling me that he wished that I would leave. And that is not unusual for my husband to make comments like that, and I just kind of let him roll off my back, and I've been really praying and seeking maybe I should separate. And I guess that's my question, is it's not healthy to just let him make these comments and then think, oh, well, I'm just going to forget about it.
You know,
my question is, should I do a drastic thing and separate and try to get out of this toxic pattern that mm-hmm. we've been embedded in for years and years?
Well, first of all, let me just say, wow, what a horrible, mm-hmm. horrible thing to marry somebody where you expect that you're going to receive reciprocal love.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that. Why don't you leave? And all the other things that go with it. I know one thing. You shouldn't keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because that's going nowhere. What do you think, Dave?
I think, Donna, there are some things that you may have already tried some of these things, but it sounds like you don't. You just kind of let it roll off of you. I think you need to challenge him in terms of the hurtfulness of what he says and do it not in an attacking way, but mm-hmm. just in a descriptive way and say, that's really hurtful. And I don't understand why you have to be so hurtful. And then walk away. But making a statement that makes him aware, hopefully he may not even have the ability to be aware, I don't know, that I would do that before you think. Leaving is such a drastic step that it almost sets in motion things that take over where mm-hmm. you can't stop them.
Well, he's being so caustic, you know, and I'm wondering a couple of things. Either he's miserable because you haven't fulfilled, you know, what he's wanted from you, or he's disappointed with his own life, or is he kind of predicting what he thinks is inevitable?
I think it's both. I think he holds on to a lot of resentment.
Okay.
And then plus I think he's very unhappy with himself, and so I get the brunt of all of it all the time. And I always found ways, you know, just to fulfill myself out, you know, just in different ways. And in this latest, I thought, wow, this is not ever going to end unless something drastic.
Okay.
And I know, Dave, you said that is drastic to separate, but I'm thinking, do I need to do that?
Well, but maybe maybe it'll be drastic to challenge him in a vulnerable way of saying, you know, your behavior is really hurtful, and I don't appreciate it, and then walk away, and just standing up to him in a, not in an attacking mode, mm-hmm. but in a vulnerable mode. Because it sounds like he's pretty miserable as a person, and he's dumping it on you.
Here's what I would suggest, that you say, cruel and mean Carl, you're obviously not happy. You've told me that so many times, that you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You've reached a point where you've said you think that I should leave. You want to leave because you think if I leave, you're going to be happy. I've been living with you for 37 years, and I know that if I leave, you're still not going to be happy. So would you do one thing with me, which people say can make both of us happy, even though we neither of us could be more miserable in this situation?
What is the one thing?
Marriage weekend.
Okay.
And you say, look, if you want a divorce, you can get that divorce. If you want me to leave, I will leave. But I want to ask you to go to this one weekend first. That's all I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
That's your best chance of surrounding him with people in the same situation that he's in who discover they don't have to be in that situation, and it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, and it, Donna, it, you know, you've learned to let it roll off your back, which you've had to. But it may be
it was survival.
Yes, yeah. I get that. But it may be that he's so miserable that now it's like, you know, it's like nobody's hearing him. Now,
nobody's what?
Nobody's hearing how miserable he is. Now, the thing is, he's the one that has to do something, right? But sometimes when people get in a depressed, depleted, you know, place where they're so angry, you know, about where their life is at, they lash out at anybody and everybody because they don't know what to do.
Yeah. And there's about a 90% chance that a guy that reaches this place in life is involved in pornography.
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. That has never surfaced.
Well, there's something that he thinks is better than you.
I don't, but although I don't even know if it's her. I think she's just the punching bag for his misery. You know, and it's like he doesn't like being with himself, so why should she?
Yeah.
If he could leave himself, he would.
He can't believe that somebody would stay with him.
Right. Because he knows deep down how horrible he is.
What was his mother
but
like?
But sometimes you have a punching bag because you want to blame them.
Right.
For everything that you're doing in private.
Right. So, well, that's true, too.
And I wonder if his mother wasn't the source of a lot of his misery, and so it's women that become the problem in his mind.
Through all this, like I said, I've been at it many, many years. Yeah. One of the things that came to me is the toxic of our relationship is that he needs somebody to punish, and I take the punishment. Mm-hmm. So what I have been really doing is working really hard on getting myself healthy and whole and healed. So I read a lot of your books. I go, you know, I listen and, you know, all, and I'm really working hard on myself. Okay. But what I realize is that's great, but we're still in that same place.
Yeah, because he hasn't moved. Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to do that, but that separates the two of you more. You know, you've got great insight.
Right,
he's got none whatsoever. So,
but you've got to get healthy enough to stand up for yourself,
right.
And that's a key part of it.
Yeah. Now,
and that's been a process over the years, and that's becoming more and more stronger to stand up because I couldn't do it in the past.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have to just suggest to you, you've heard what we've suggested. My suggestion is asking for one last thing. And, you know, I want to be sure you're surrounded with some women that can really help you. And let me do two things. One, I want to give you a month's subscription to tv.newlife.com and go to the marriage section. You're going to find so many things that are going to help you there. And I want to send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution along with the 7-Minute Marriage Solution Devotional Bible. I think there's some things that you can stop doing and start doing that actually will make things a little better, but sometimes they change everything. So we'll get that to you. And I'm really glad that you came.
Yeah, and Donna, you know, you just have to believe that you are not the source of his misery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's important to see.
Okay.
And
all right.
I think you did, Anne. Because my thing was, I can't take it anymore. And it's, you know, of course, we built a life together, our children, our grandchildren, you know, and nobody would ever, it would shock a lot of people to do, if I would do that. But I thought maybe that's what needs to take place. So I appreciate your advice, and I will, set the boundary. But the boundary, what you're saying, is don't separate initially. Set the boundary by approaching him.
And get to the weekend.
Your suggestions.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling, and really appreciate you being with us here. We've got a break coming up, but I want to read you a testimony from Will. He said the Everyman's Battle Workshop was life-changing. He said, I went there not sure of what to expect. I was really nervous, but I was hopeful. God has, through this workshop, group leader, and the band of brothers in my group helped me so much. I'm leaving here with hope and the tools that I need to repair my marriage. I was what I needed. It was what I needed so desperately to meet and be encouraged by the other men in my group who are going through what I am. I thank God for New Life Ministry and value clearly, dearly, the friendship and support I've gained here. Thank you. You know, there's, you guys, weirdest thing. You're off there doing your pornography and having sex with yourself, and you feel alienated from every man around. You don't feel like you can open up. You can't be totally close. Go to this, and you're free. You are free. You can share. You can talk. You can be open without shame. 1-800 New Life. Every man's battle.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and there is a lot of talk around New Life about emotional intelligence. And John Townsend and Dave Stoop discussed this, why your EQ, your emotional quotient or emotional intelligence, is even more important than your IQ. And Dave, what is the main point of that show?
Well, we talked about the process of emotional intelligence, which is a four facets, I guess, is a way. You become more aware of your own emotion. You become able to read the emotion of another person, and then you can manage your own emotion, and you manage your emotions in response to the other person's emotions. So it's building that ability. And what they've found is in leadership within major businesses, it's the distinguishing feature between high success and being average. It's the highest predictor. Intelligence and skills get you the job, but it's emotional intelligence that makes you excel at it.
It also challenges you to go home and practice being emotionally connected and aware.
Well, that's the whole point that I've been working on is it does apply to both husband and wife and what they do with each other, but also what they do with their kids.
Okay, so if you're an emotional idiot, if you need some help on emotional intelligence.
Emotionally challenged.
Yeah, then go there and watch this thing by Dave and John Townsend. Jill, do you have a comment?
Well, it's kind of like the difference between being book smart and street smart, little bit.
There you go.
Roughly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean like the difference between intelligence and wisdom?
Yes.
Like we say.
That's a good one.
Intelligence, you know that a tomato is actually a fruit. But wisdom is knowing not to put the tomato in a fruit salad.
Yes,
that's not going to taste good.
No, it's not. But, you know, we have so many people now on the autistic spectrum who are very, very bright, but they lack this, you know, emotionally being able to read and sense and that emotional intelligence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope you'll go there and look at it. I got to tell you, it's a fantastic transformational resource. Now, let's go to Cherie and see how she's doing today. Cherie, welcome to New Life.
Hi.
Is that the way you say your name?
Cherie, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How could we help?
I am 48. I'm a widow. And I have an 18-year-old son. And when he was in high school, he was rebellious. And he kind of found out my weaknesses and worked those weaknesses to his advantage. And I had to involve, like, my sister and maybe mother to help referee with discussions about why he's not getting a car at 16 like the other kids, or even at 17. And if he went to a party, I needed to know the parents' name and talk to the parents before he went. Or, you know, he couldn't stay out all night on the weekends with the other fellows in the neighborhood. He had to be back when the street light came on. So fast forward to turning 18, it's like the second he turned 18, he said he was grown, that he was not transitioning to anything. He was already there. He was independent. And he pretty much went from a rebellious teenager to a rebellious young adult.
Now, does he still live with you, Cherie?
No, I had to let him go stay with his grandma. Our grandma took him in because I told him at 17 if he didn't stop, you know, being dishonorable and disrespectful, that he couldn't stay at home with me. So
yeah, and where's Daddy?
Good for you.
Where's Daddy?
Well, he died.
He died.
Oh.
He died when my son was 23 months.
Oh, wow.
So
that has been a part of it, too, mm-hmm. I know.
Now, does the grandmother have any boundaries that she set on him?
Yes, she tells him that he has to be back home at a certain time. He has to work his little jobs to make sure he pays for his gas and help her with groceries and all. But he went to a five-week college thing during the summer, and when he came back he was at home with me, and he didn't care about any of my rules. He got him a little $200 car while he was there, and he expected me to pay the insurance. And, you know, he wouldn't tell me his grades for some reason. He wouldn't talk to me about money, you know. I mean, it's just it just went from one level to a higher level.
One day, one of my sons said to my wife, "You know, we need a Bill of Rights." And she said, "We have a Bill of Rights. We pay all the bills. We have all the rights." And there's something to that he's going to have some sense of responsibility to the people who he needs to be grateful to. See, it's not just that he's rebellious. He's not grateful. and he's not compliant. He's defiant. And there's a long way for him to go before he can claim that he's a young man. So we'll hear from Jill and Dave right after this. But I'm glad you called. I'm glad that he has a grandmother. And I'm glad you're still wanting to find a way to make this better. We'll be back.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and before we go back to Sherry, I want to remind you, a lot of women have looked for a lot of safe places to deal with their sexuality. And we've got a place, and it's called The Passion Principles for Women by Shannon Etheridge. And it really can help you find sexual freedom, resolving things from the past that just don't need to be there anymore, and finding the confidence that maybe you've been wanting. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about it. It's in October. But
yeah,
let's go back to...
And
yeah,
Steve, I was just going to say, I don't think there's been anything like this, you know? And for Christian women, I mean, this is really groundbreaking.
It is. It really is. Now, you guys, what do you say to Cherie here? I mean, she's let this boy call his own shots for a while. What hope is here?
I think, Cherie, it sounds like you have been trying, and you've enlisted the family troops, but I'm not hearing that there are any men in his life. Where's, like, is there a grandfather? Is there an uncle that he's...
Yes, on the father's side. There is the grandmother and the grandfather, and he would go and spend the summers 2 weeks with them. And then he has my sister's husband. He would spend the summers with him with that brother-in-law when he was younger. And then he has two adult cousins that he really admires and spends time with them. And then he has an uncle, the sister-in-law's. The husband's sister, her husband. So
okay.
The unfortunate thing is that they're not really involved right now.
Okay. Okay. So I guess I'm wondering, anybody to say, you know, when he's out of line with you, to kind of let him know, hey, you don't talk to your mom that way. Or, you know,
I've talked
to women that way.
I've asked, but I just don't know what the problem is.
Well, I think, Cherie, the problem is he doesn't have a male model. And I would get the men in your family together and do an intervention with him where they sit down with him, all mm-hmm. of them, and just talk to him about what it means to be a man.
Maybe even like a bar mitzvah kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a transition time that men go through, and it used to be the blessing in the Old Testament. We don't do it anymore because of the problems with fathers. But you've got enough men there to sit down and call a meeting and ask, enlist their help. As long as he's living with you, you know, Misty's Bill of Rights is the way to go. And don't have to argue with him. It's just how you behave and what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do.
Well, and see, the thing is, he is claiming that he's grown up. But as long as he has to push against, that is not being grown up. That's being an adolescent, mm-hmm. right? Because the thing is, at a certain point, you have to choose to cooperate. Mm-hmm. It's not about you controlling him. He always has a choice.
Well, he does it other places. He does it mm-hmm. in the school. He does it with his grandma. But he's not going to do very well in life unless he understands what you're just saying, Sue.
Well, right, and he'll take that right into marriage, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I also wonder... He seems angry with you.
He is. He seems to think that his childhood, his upbringing, he was just kept from doing so much. I mean, the kids talk to each other. They educate each other. They tell about their households. And he just did not like how he didn't get a phone until I felt like he was mature enough to get one, maybe in the 10th or 9th. He didn't get a car when everybody else was getting one.
Someday he'll thank you for those things, but it'll be a while.
you don't sound terribly unreasonable, Sheree.
But also, you know, you might want to say to him, I did these things because I loved you and I cared about you. And, you know, if I was too strict, if I made a mistake, please forgive me, but don't let that be the thing that would drive your life forward. Now, I'm going to send you a book, How We Love Our Kids by Mylon and Kay Yurkovich, and I hope that that's going to help you in dealing with him. Before we go to the next call, I want to remind everybody that Every Man's Battle is October the 10th in Columbus, Ohio. And if you don't think it makes a difference, go to tv.newlife.com and you'll see some amazing evidence of men who grew up, who really were about 50 years old and still acting like Cherie's son.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's transformational. It will change their life. So please, please go. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the phone number to call. Now I want to go over to Tara from Cincinnati. Hello, Tara. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Great. You listen to WAKW?
Yes, I do, and thanks for taking my call. I
sure.
appreciate all that you do. My
Thank
question
you.
Is, I'm in the process of a divorce, and I appreciate, you know, what you're trying to do with the marriage retreat the weekend. Unfortunately, my husband and I have already been on two of them, not yours, but another one called Retrovi. And we've been married 22 years. Our fourth child, I ended up terminating the pregnancy, which I deeply, deeply regret. And I've been to Rachel's Vineyard, Project Rachel. I've worked at CareNet Pregnancy Center. So I've done a lot of recovery on this. But my question is just not feeling guilty about the divorce and not feeling guilty about the abortion anymore. And I've done a lot of soul searching, and I heard Sherry Kiefer say about how she had finally heard God say that she could be released from the marriage, and I feel that's what's happened to me, because it's been 22 years of verbal and emotional abuse and lack of work and alcohol addiction, and I just have had enough, and I've made peace with it, but there's still residual, you know, guilt about divorce, because I don't want to be a divorced person, but my husband and I even asked him a few weeks ago, I'll go on the marriage weekend again. This will be our third one. He said no. He doesn't want to get any help. He doesn't need to change. So I had to make a decision. So I'm in the process of the divorce. But the residual guilt of the abortion, the divorce, you know, he calls me a murderer almost every day of my life, and it's just it's just weighing heavy. And I want some peace with all this. I don't want to feel. I mean, if I felt in any way God was going to be mad at me, I would stay married and put up with it. But I've tried everything. I've done everything.
Well,
first of all,
let me clarify that, you know, when Sherry said that she felt released from the marriage, you know, he had been unfaithful to her. So she didn't just decide, you know, I've had enough and I'm going. And has your husband been unfaithful to you?
Yes, he has. I mean, well, here's what it is. He had done some sexual things with a woman, and he says because it wasn't full intercourse that doesn't count. That's not adultery.
It's still betrayal.
And I said, you're wrong. And I said, you're wrong. I said, if you have had any kind of sexual touching in private areas and any kind of that kind of stuff going on, that's adultery. I don't care if you went
absolutely.
All the way or not. It doesn't matter.
No
question. That's adultery.
Yeah, because Matthew 19 doesn't even use the word adultery. It uses sexual... it's porneo. It's sexual immorality, and it doesn't have to be precisely defined that way. But that's the way guys try to justify themselves.
And then I got another note taped on my door 2 years ago from a different man saying that he had an affair with his wife. Mm-hmm. So there could be more than one. I'm not really sure. I don't have any hardcore proof.
Okay.
But Tara, the issue that you're struggling with is really a self-forgiveness issue. And that's a tough one to do because we hold on to these kinds of things thinking that it's going to protect us from being stupid again, you know, all kinds of crazy things. But I always ask people, you know, has God forgiven you? And usually they say yes, but I can't forgive myself. And I think it's kind of dangerous to have higher standards than God. You really need to spend some time understanding how God has forgiven you and the extent of that and the incredibleness of that forgiveness. And then out of that forgiveness, really allowing yourself to experience the release. And the release for you, I think, is going to be the sense that you accept his forgiveness and don't hold on to the issues. You've done a lot of good work with the abortion in terms of the things you described. And what's left is really that forgiveness of myself.
But how do you get to the point where you forgive yourself? You know, he keeps saying that now I'm doing another wrong by getting divorced.
Well, you're not doing another wrong.
You don't listen to him for one thing.
Yeah, he is not your source to go to on this because he is continuing in his same sin and not willing to look at himself.
We're going to send you my book, Forgiving the Unforgivable, because there's a whole chapter in there on forgiving myself. But really, it's really spending a lot of time understanding and kind of really enjoying the reality of God's forgiveness. And out of that forgiveness, it becomes hard to withhold the forgiveness from yourself.
When Jesus was with the adulteress and said, "Yet let him who is without sin cast the first stone," I guess if your husband had been there, he'd have thrown a rock at him.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My good friend Steve Arterburn and I agree on a lot of things, and one of them is the importance of a good marriage. Steve and the crew at New Life are on a campaign to strengthen marriages, to renew, refresh, and restore them to be what God intended for them to be. And I am 110% behind their efforts. That's why I want to encourage you to consider attending New Life's Marriage Weekend. Whether your marriage just needs a little refreshing or you're on the verge of a divorce, this weekend can be exactly what you need. You don't want to miss it. There's no other conference like it. Call the good people at New Life at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 800-639-5433. And talk to them about the upcoming New Life Marriage Weekend. Or check it out at newlife.com. Don't wait another minute. Do it now.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're going to send her that book, Forgiving the Unforgivable. I'm going to give her a month on tv.newlife.com because it is so healing, especially for those that have some kind of sin that they think, you know, they just can't get over or people won't let them get over. All right, let's go to Ed Arlington. Hi, Ed. How you doing? WAVA.
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I'm calling in to see if I should continue fighting for my marriage. I'm a relatively new Christian man. I was born again in January. And it seems that the further along I come in becoming a Christian walking man, the farther away my wife gets. Prior to my awakening, when I was born again, I was very negative, and I was critical. And I've come to learn that I buried my emotions. I don't know how to really feel or get in touch with my emotions. As I've been going to church and going to my connect groups and counselor, I've had a lot of introspection, and I've learned all of the areas of my life that need to change, and I've started to grow a lot.
Okay.
And as a result of that, it seems like my wife is getting further and further away from me instead of closer and closer. She can't, at our last, we started counseling, we've gone to about 8 or 9 sessions. At my second to last one, she told me that she was pretty much through, and she was 95% out the door. So I buckled down even further. And
hey, Ed, is that based on your behavior, your pre-born again behavior? Is that what she's
very much? Yes, okay. That's all that keeps coming back up.
Mm-hmm.
At my last session, she's even pretty much admitted that she knows I've changed, but she doesn't see it and won't acknowledge it.
Have you sat down and really listened to her pain, to where she can tell you what was so hurtful about all that?
There has not been that deep exchange, no.
Okay.
That's important.
That's where I would start, yeah.
It's so easy to say, oh, but I'm different now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but, and then your wife gets overlooked, because here she's had to endure, and now, oh, great, you've become a Christian and now you're different.
Yeah, everything's fine with you.
Right, right. But it's still all about you.
So I get that, and that makes a lot of sense. She's already started talking with an attorney. She asked me to move out of the house, and I did that because I understood that my presence was just something she hadn't. My presence bothers her. We also work together, so it's a. It's a tumultuous situation, and my feeling was that me being around wasn't giving her any chance to kind of work through her own stuff, and so I moved out. And then at the very next counseling session after I moved out, she said, "You know, I've decided I want a divorce."
Yeah, that's what often happens, you know, but that's already happened. I would still say, you know, I want to sit down with you. And I want to hear your pain. And I'm not going to defend. I'm not going to explain. And I just want to listen to the hurts that I've caused in your life. And I would make notes. I would really focus on listening and affirming her. And do not explain, do not defend, do not say I've changed or anything like that. Just really focus on hearing her heart and the hurt that's there. That may turn it around for her.
Mm-hmm. And don't quote any scripture or tell what scripture says.
Right. Yeah, I learned that lesson very painfully.
You pretty much just need to listen and reflect back how hard and difficult that has been for her.
And I've done that. I did that once right after my awakening. She was very distant, and I got her to open up, and she laid into me really, really hard for about an hour, and I affirmed everything she said. I cried a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
I apologized a lot, but that was only one time.
But laying into you is not really the deal. Is please tell me what you have felt, how it is hurt, what the pain is that you feel, and the fear that you feel. Get her to talk about what she feels, not just to attack you.
Well, right, and it's been a lot of years of you being the other way, and this is common where when a man is ready to change or a spouse, it can be either one. The other one is saying it's a little bit too late.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she may be
too little too late.
Right, but she also may be scared of the change. She's used to you being the way you were. And so often, I see this with women. They want so badly for their husband to move toward them. And then when they do, they don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they run scared and they don't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that's exactly what that
right? Means. So this is the thing, though. This isn't you trying to convince her to not divorce. This is whether we stay together or we divorce. I still want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's tough. It's really tough when one person is growing, the other person is not. I want to send you the 7-minute marriage solution. It's going to give you some great things that you can stop doing right now that will increase the chance that the marriage just might survive. We've done a lot of study and research, and we've changed the way we do our Women in the Battle workshops from you're codependent on this man to you've really been traumatized, and so much of your confidence and self-esteem and security has been ripped from you. And we're going to be doing that to help you heal. Women in the Battle, November the 14th. And it's, I was listening to a segment on airfares, and the sooner you get an airfare that you book at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, the cheaper it will be. So January 23 is Lose It for Life. So get on at Tuesday at 3 o'clock. You'll get the cheapest airfare to Washington, D.C. that you can get. We only do Lose It for Life once a year. Women in the Battle, November 14th. Marriage Solution Weekend, November the 7th. Now, if you'll help us, we'll send you Steve's box. And Steve's box has the Spiritual Renewal Bible in it, edited by Dave and myself, Bible of the Year. We also have Boundaries for Leaders by Dr. Henry Cloud, and How We Love Our Kids by Kay and Mylon Yurkovich. And then The God of Second Chances, my book on hope and healing when there doesn't appear to be any. And we have two perspectives in that box, one on fear and anxiety and one on codependency. That's for a gift of $200 or more. But whatever you can do to help us, would you do it? We have one thing in mind. We're only about one simple thing. Here's our mission statement: transformation. That's it. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for people to feel better. We're not looking for people to look better. We're looking for people to transform their lives, whether it's from tv.newlife.com, the radio program, the workshops, going to one of our 1,000 therapists in our network, or from a book or a perspective. That's what this ministry is for. If you want to see lives transformed, miraculously transformed, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com, and support us any way you can. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. And Dave and Jill, thank you for being here. You always do such a great job I am so blessed to work with such wise people. They're gifts from God. And you that support us, your gifts are from God also. And those that just listen, hey, you're a big gift too, so don't ever quit listening. See you next
Thanks
time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.